Previously on Beef Boys.
God, I can't wait to get home and see if there's any new Family Guy funny moments clips on YouTube while we've been gone.
Yeah, same. So, how do we work this thing?
All right, well, before we do anything, let's just step on the platform.
Yeah, good thinking. I should probably set my Dreamcast down, which, by the way, thanks again, fellas. This is the best Jewish Christmas ever.
Yeah, no problem, man. And good thinking. If you're holding it, it might transfer your atoms into it, like what happened to Eddie Murphy.
What happened to Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, what happened to Eddie Murphy?
All right, I think I've got this figured out. James, could I get your probe? We're going to need a heat source to kickstart this battery.
For sure. Just watch where you grab it.
Okay, and looks like we're ready to roll. Just gotta punch in some numbers here.
What's the number pad for?
I think they're coordinates, maybe. You know, for where we want to arrive on Earth.
Only 8-digit coordinates?
Oh, do 03121589. I think that's the coordinates of the Taco Bell by my house.
Why would you know that?
What do you mean? Why would I not know that?
The Mexican's got a point.
All right, everyone ready to go?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm gay.
All right, here we...
Yep, no, that actually hurts.
Disentwined from time and space, our four big guys have been displaced. Spat upon an old dirt trail, they were at the start of a brand new tale. Dazed, confused, and feeling bizarre, the boys realized they had traveled quite far. Hark! Over yonder in the distance, a sign, the road to Camelot. We've traveled through time.
Actually, it's pronounced...
On down the road the boys did go, until they spotted a watery hoe. Deep was the lake in which she resides, breasts so large, and words so wise. Please take a seat, I've a gift for your quest. Now send me the one who will handle it best. Down to the shore came one beefy lad, his legs so short, his chest ironclad. And so she bestowed, a board of many sounds, unto Sir Doplex, the one whom is brown.
Hey, what a goofy... I mean, who would have thought?
Who would have thunk?
Who would have thunk?
We're in the hood.
I don't really know how
we're in Ohio.
What if, like, the ghetto of, like, different cities was just, like, 600 years in the past? Like, they were...
Fellas, I think we're in Detroit.
You go to Detroit and they're jousting each other on the street.
People are shooting each other with flintlock pistols sideways.
Yeah. I mean, also, if, like, if you didn't maintain technology, like, society just kind of regressed back through history.
That is what happened, bro, because in advanced civilization, that now lives underground built the pyramids and they were more advanced than we are.
They're gonna do a meme about the Jews under New York or whatever.
Well, they're all Jewish.
The Junnels.
I thought that was self-explanatory. Who else? We're back.
They're back.
And was that
anti-Semitism to kick off the medieval season? So, I mean, I'm noticing we got so, like, everybody ended up getting a job here. I went to work for the clergy.
Oh my god! Take it off again, bro.
I don't know why they forced me to do this.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
I didn't even notice.
So I.
Oh my god.
for audio listeners, I can't even describe this to you. Go on our fucking YouTube channel and look at this shit.
Bro, that literally looks like in SpongeBob when they get hit on the head and grow the hairy little red bump. Yeah.
The bump, the fucking cartoon bump.
That always
bump.
Disgusted me as a child, yeah. Bro. You're...
There was a short moment there where I thought it was prosthetic.
I thought it was too.
Because it was something about like, the color of it was different. Obviously, because it's like got the stubble kind
Holy
of dark
fuck.
Hair. Yeah. So like for a second I was like, oh, he's got like a weird hat on. But then the more I looked at it, I was like, wait, that's like perfectly blended with his skin.
Yeah.
Wait a second, that is his skin.
The dude running it, it was kind of shady. I thought this would be more of an official thing joining the clergy.
Right.
Here,
I mean,
they kind of just took me to one of the confession booths after hours, and it was just the guy that quick snipped it. I don't think he even was able to shave it, which is why it has a little bit of fuzz there.
Yeah. No, but, he just hit you in the head really hard with a mallet.
Yeah, he came in and bonked me, and that was it.
We've talked many times about how religion is the opiate of the masses.
Yep.
And I believe is often the news in order to placate and make people do what they want. I've never considered the idea that the friar haircut was probably just one really whatever the Pope or whoever was in charge at the time was just
Little
really
Caesars.
Self-conscious about being bald, so he's like, everyone has to be bald.
Everybody's got to do it. Well, so what have you guys gotten up to in this town? And it came a lot.
I got a job at Burger King.
Oh,
they just they make us wear this.
You work directly for the king.
Yeah, I do,
which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I defend his burgers and his
burgers.
Well, the other funny thing is burgers haven't been invented yet. His name is the Earl of Burger, which is like just someplace
Earl Burger.
Earl Burger the king.
Yeah. He doesn't even eat burgers. He just has like roast pheasants and shit. It's a real real misleading kind of title.
Yeah,
check out the tavern, by the way. You know, it's
check it out. New digs.
Yeah, what do they call them out here? New sticks.
Not as lush or flush as our previous one. Not as high tech, I suppose. But
hey, we got a soda machine here.
Whoa!
Yeah. See?
Oh my God, Andrew's head from the back is crazy.
Actually, Andrew, if you just turn around, it'll and then zoom in on Andrew's head, you can see it reflected in that.
It shows your most inner desires.
When we were getting teleported, Doplex actually clung onto the closest thing to him, and it was the drink machine, and it made it all the way here.
James, I'll say we got a knight here defending the Burger King, but you're my enforcer currently.
I took up at the local blacksmith, but on weekends I knight as a knight of the Templar, working with Altair. There's this one guy who keeps fucking with us and jumping off shit and like doing cool front flips and making eagle sounds when he does it, and it's pissing me off really bad.
Really pissing me off.
Oh, he's got like a
guy.
Spoon in his sleeve, right?
Yeah,
I have seen that guy around.
Bro, he jumped into a vat of our wine for communion.
Not cool. Kudos, you work at the local opioid hut, right?
Yeah, I had a brief stint working at the stables, just sort of like, you know, looking after the horse and stuff.
Yeah,
my employer,
right.
Vosh, got fired for some reason.
He was smuggling things to a local known town squire.
Yeah, so I became a ronin for a wee while because Vosh was essentially my master, and he was taken out. And now I own an opiate hut, so things are going pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a lump on my mom's pubis the other day.
On your mom's pubis?
Your mom's pubis?
Your mom's?
No.
Son, come feel my pubis.
No, M-O-N-S.
Mom's pubis.
It's a New Zealand tradition to give your parents genital checks every year.
No!
Guys, this is my mom, pubis.
It's like the little bit of just above your dick, I think. Like
the little mound.
I guess like on the outside of your bladder.
Oh,
I had like
the description of a mound is just sick.
I mean, that's what it'd be. It's like where the woman's like pussy bone is.
I don't have a mound there.
Well, yeah, like it, but it's not like flush.
It
like,
it's the opposite of a mound. It like goes in, it like dips down a little bit.
Yeah.
A tiny bit, but then it bounces back out, and that's the mound.
It's like the empty lot.
Yeah, that's the parking lot.
Because when I think of mound, I think of the people who hit the level of obesity where they get like the built in fanny pack.
Yeah, sure. Sure,
the
sure.
built-in cybernetic fanny pack.
Cybernetic.
that's what
you
I think
push
of the mound
on
above
hear
the
a dial tone.
Well, anyway,
is there a fucking dial-up sound? Put your ear there.
Well, going off Doplex's description of it being a parking lot, I had a squatter in my parking lot.
No!
It looked like a pimple. Well, like it kind of felt like a pimple, but it was like way harder and like really tall.
Was it like a cyst?
Really tall.
It was your clip, bro.
It was, no, legit. I was like.
Finagle it a little and you're like, oh.
I did, touching it felt weird though. It felt like, you know, when you finger your belly button and you can like feel it inside your guts kind of.
I hate the way
that feels. We talked
about
that on Beef Boys.
I feel it in the tip of my penis.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too, well, and it stings and hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it was like. It was like that, but for my like dick and balls. It was like I shouldn't be feeling these nerves. Anyway, I squeezed it a whole bunch and it bled, and then it went away. So that's
my I was going to ask, what if God was like, you know what, Kudos, he's kind of epic. I'm gonna give him a second cock,
and you ruined it.
Yeah, that was like the sprout.
You pinched it and squeezed all its guts.
You one shot at a double cock life and blew it.
Emily kept telling me to stop playing with it, and now I know why.
She knew. The ancient scrolls speak of it.
Yo, my dick kind of looks like MKBHD in the FaceTime fucking AI software.
Hold on, can we talk about that? Can we talk about the Apple Vision?
Oh, yeah. I have it in there because I saw a tweet from iJustine that about fucking made me start punching my computer.
Okay, good. I'm so glad.
Pounding my chest.
And I kind of already knew that you guys would be on the same page about this, but like the amount of people that are talking about how fucking epic this thing is.
I know, it's so crazy.
Yeah,
bro.
And I'm like, this is nothing. Like, what the fuck is the point
bro,
of this?
Snapchat could have done this if like they thought there was any market for it 10
it's
years
so
ago.
It's so stupid.
Because it looks so bad.
It's so bad. But not
are
only
we
that,
talking
but
specifically
fucking,
about the headset or just like the
everything.
FaceTime part
this
of it?
This is all encompassing.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I think the whole thing for me is AIDS, but specifically this AI
like
face recreation thing is completely
it's
useless.
So
it's terrible.
Everyone just looks like weak plastic people.
I don't think I've seen it.
I'm gonna stream it in a second.
Yeah, it looks like Uncanny Valley shit where it's like,
oh, it's super uncanny.
Yeah, like didn't Rocco from Mega 64, he did it. I saw like a picture and it looked nothing like
him. How long has it been? How long have we been technology in someone else's helmet?
Fuck, you know.
Yeah. it looks like you know when you like have a really low resolution image of someone, like I'm talking real low resolution, and you do like
you
the
upscale
AI
it.
Upscaler thing on it.
That's
like
exactly what it looks like.
Yeah. The ones that really get me are the dipshits and like the cyber trucks who are
doing shit
at the same time, and I'm like, man,
I'm gooning from my vehicle.
That is a death video I would watch. Yeah. I would watch that death video if they hit a wall at 100 miles an hour. I'm watching it on repeat.
It cuts an up close 4K shot of the Apple Vision like fused into the guy's eye
his eyes just like blown out like a cartoon inside.
And it like it updates his AI model and updates his little face thing to get him caught up.
You get a FaceTime call from him.
His jaw's missing on
his fucking mom. Gore AI.
It looks like a fucking peanut butter and jelly sandwich cut in half.
I don't know if you guys saw that video, but they like showed the crumple zone of the fucking of the Cybertruck versus other like trucks or even just like cars, and it's like
it's like totaled up on any impact.
Yeah, like any impact at all, it's just like you're dead. Yeah. Like there's you're just gone. Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Honestly, like crumple zones seem like they do more damage to your car, but like they're meant to like protect a lot of the like important components, and also more importantly you. Like I would have gotten way more hurt in my car the other month if it weren't for like where like you could see exactly where it crumpled, and it's like you'd think the Cybertruck, because it's so big and strong, it's like, oh look, it just hits it and like nothing happens.
Yeah,
it's like a warthog, it just kind of like spins.
But when that happens, all of that force is transferred directly to you. Like if there's no crumple zone to absorb anything, like the force still happens even if it doesn't destroy anything
it'll
visually.
Just snap
like
your neck, not your
it hurts you.
A good example would be like if you wore like a bike helmet and you like fell off and hit your head, and you looked at the helmet and the helmet was like cracked and like split off or something.
Yeah.
It's like, that's great, because that means all of the force went into the helmet and not you.
And
so if you don't have a crumple zone, all that force is going straight through the front of the car
I saw one of those, like, remember that video that Doplex showed us? He showed it to us to show us, like, the suicide nets outside the window, but it was,
the plane
Chinese
video.
Factory of them driving the plane around and showing, like, you couldn't break it. I saw, like, a similar video where it was, like, a Chinese company trying to show off, like, a dude smashing helmets with a bat, and like all of them were exploding, and then theirs was like nothing could damage it. And then all of I'm very happy because obviously that's what I was thinking immediately. And usually on the internet you see shit like that, and it's just like, you know, coworker NPCs that are fucking like, yo, that's crazy. I need to get me and my whole family one of these. Yeah. This technology is mind blowing. But luckily all the comments were like, bro, this is exactly You might as well wear concrete on your head. This is the opposite of what you want out of a helmet. You don't want it to not give at all.
Yeah. And
I just realized, James, you brought up your car crash. That happened between beef seasons. So you should probably, I don't know if you want to elaborate on that.
That happened like a couple of days after our last recording, I think.
Yeah, no, it was legitimately like right afterwards. I almost died.
Someone painted a really realistic version of the highway I was on the back of an 18 wheeler, and I just, it got me.
I floored that shit. I'm trying to get around people.
An 18 wheeler cut a bunch of other cars off on an on ramp onto a highway, and all the cars jumped out in front of the car in front of me, and they slammed on their brakes, and I slammed on my brakes. And then because I drive a Dodge piece of garbage, the ABS failed the one time that I've tried to use it in 10 years. And I slid into the back of them at 50 miles an hour and totaled my car.
I fucking hate ABS, dude. That shit never works when it's supposed to. Only when you don't want it to. You'll be like coming to the slowest stop in the snow.
And your brake will start boxing your fucking foot.
Yeah, you're like shaking all around. And then, yeah, that happens. And it's like...
But you survived it, right?
No.
Yeah. I mean, to the world, no, because now he's fucking
the beef audience will be
years
devastated.
In the past or wherever we are.
But luckily, I was about to sell that car. That was my first car, so I really loved that car. The mirror fell off it and somehow was unscathed, so I saved that. I'm gonna like hang it up on a wall or something.
Oh,
like
nice!
As a memory.
I feel like that'd
shout
be
out that
cool.
mirror.
Yeah, shout out that mirror. But
it had a good crumple zone.
Yeah, the mirror was completely unscathed, which is the whole point of the crumple zone.
Yeah.
It's actually the most expensive thing on the car.
Is a mural. Touch my crumple zone.
My dad's like stereo got stolen once in his car, and so he replaced it with the stereo. This is a very like 2000s thing, I guess. But
his stereo. I think he said his steering wheel got stolen.
Oh yeah, no, that was
steering wheel too. People that stole stereos.
He got it replaced with this one that like you could remove the faceplate, which I guess made it like theft proof because like if you. What he would do is every night when he would just like lock up his car, he'd take the faceplate off it and just had this little button and took it inside because it was like if he got nicked again, you've just got like this useless like body,
right?
The mechanics and shit, but you can't actually fucking interact with it. I always thought that was like, I've never seen that since because I guess every stereo is just like built in.
Yeah.
Little did he know that like they were going to have one of those things where like at a gas station, they put like an extra cover over the credit card reader that like spoofs it. Yeah. Someone's gonna put an extra one of those over your dad's empty radio baseplate, and it's gonna take control of his car virtually and drive away. So then the cop gave me a ticket for following too closely, and he was like, "I just have to. I wasn't here to see it, and there's no witnesses because they didn't stop." And I was like, "Okay, yeah, sure." And then I was gonna fight it in court, but apparently, if you lose in court, they can like charge you even more money as like a fuck you for like wasting their time.
Yeah.
So I didn't end up doing it, but my evidence was gonna be there was a 150-foot skid mark on the road, and it's still there. Like I drove past it the next day and like took like a video like POV of the skid mark and be like, how the fuck did I skid for this far if I was following too closely? My brakes were fighting for their life for a quarter mile.
I know we talked about some beef boys before, and there was that guy in the comments who was like, well, if you crash your car, then maybe you'll learn a lesson or two. I forgot what he said.
He
said it the next day.
Really
got
hurt.
Yeah,
you fucking got me.
Yeah, I feel like if he sees you, he'd be like, I told you.
I knew it. I from was day one.
I'd like to point out that James hasn't learned a fucking thing.
Goddamn right I haven't, bro.
He's washing his hands of this.
This guy's just fucking punching the floor.
To that guy, I was gonna sell that car for like $4,000 or $5,000 like soon because I didn't want to drive it across country anyway because it's 10 years old. And I was gonna sell it for like $4,000 or $5,000. It got totaled and the insurance company gave me $9,000 for it. So if anything, I've learned that it was a good decision to crash into somebody. Do you guys want to see what my dick would look like if it was black and in FaceTime?
Okay.
Yeah.
The fact it clips his ears off does make him look kind of phallic.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Yeah.
Look like my weenie. All right, let's just listen to their conversation. I Justine looks even worse. Like, there's no way she ham-fisted her makeup this hard. It just, like, it just gave her, like, a smoky eye.
It gave her the craziest face. Also, I just realized I mentioned the ear thing, but, like, obviously it can't read your I'm curious how it got like the hair and everything, but like it obviously can't read your fucking ears because you're wearing it. So they're just just cut the ears off, fuck it.
Everybody's face looks slightly misplaced, like you took it in Photoshop and like just like a couple pixels wrong.
They look like fucking like character portraits from like a PS1 fighting game, doesn't it? But like the background.
What is this default like Microsoft Windows screensaver background it's putting on?
Yeah, it's weird. Like none of this makes sense.
I'm FaceTiming you from the great outdoors.
I'm hitting you with a real obscure reference. Well, not even that obscure. Heroes of Might and Magic. Like there's different heroes for each faction, but they all share the same background.
Oh, FaceTime in Vision Pro, I will say, is probably one of the wildest experiences. Oh my!
I like how good
gosh.
the lip tracking is.
What's your hair stripe gonna look like?
It kind of looks blended out, right? It doesn't get the spikiness, but it's there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is it recording that mouth, or is it just guessing?
It's just guessing.
It's just at the edge of Uncanny Valley. Like, I know what you guys look like, so I know that they look like you.
This is like, I feel like this is like a 9 out of 10.
Bro, how?
A 9 out of 10.
That's not...
How are you, like, they're even looking at it with the shit... taped to their face, like they're not just looking at it like they're looking at their stupid fucking weird dick faces in 3D fucking VR FOV, and they're like, this is just on the edge of Uncanny Valley. It's about a 9 out of 10.
What are the screens like on these? Because maybe it is worse, because like the screen on the Quest anyway is like definitely worse than like a computer monitor.
Yeah,
I think the screen on those are very good, but the thing
it's not. But it's not as good. It's the best VR is still like looking at a 480p flat screen from 2006.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe this looks great in 480p. I don't know.
But then they I think there's something there.
But then they export it for screens to be like, look at how cool this is. And it's like, oh wow. Yeah.
What I want to know is why the fuck are they going so ham on this specific feature when like the use case scenario is so small, because these things cost like $3,500. So when are you gonna be able to talk with like 5 or 6 people wearing these fucking things, and why? What is the point?
Yeah,
I don't
get it.
They're fully aiming for like corporations, because you can't play games on it. You can't even look at porn on it. They're literally like, oh, this is like a workstation.
Wait, you can't goon with this thing?
Yeah.
What's fucking point?
Yeah.
So the first VR thing I bought was something to put my Samsung Galaxy in that would like turn it into VR.
Was it
a
little
like
cardboard
16.
Thing?
It wasn't cardboard, but it was basically the same idea as like the Google Cardboard thing, but specifically built for the Samsung of that time.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
And I specifically bought it to watch porn in VR.
Exactly.
That's the first. That is the first priority of anyone buying a VR headset.
That's
the first priority of any new piece
shot.
Of technology, right? Like, I mean, people always say,
"How
like,
does this
oh,
run
you know,
my porn?"
It's like how people make Doom run on any like.
How can I make Goon run on anything?
I was literally about to say that. Can it run Goon?
but does it Goon, dude? But
running Goon on a TI calculator.
This would be a bit that would get really old really fast, but how funny would it be to do like our own like Marcus Brownlee tech review, but it's just called like Will It Goon.
Will It Goon?
we just have one of us get dressed up as greasy and disgusting and disheveled as possible and review different tech items to see how well you can goon with them.
But we play really straight where we like talk about the actual fucking like like the actual chips inside of it.
Wouldn't it be so much funnier though if there was just a camera inside the Vision Pro that was like a super wide angle lens that just got like your nose and eyes in a really fucked resolution.
Like that. And you just that
that'd be so much better. Yeah. I would get
so
one at that
funnier.
Point. That'd be way funnier.
Here's James' idea of the you'd just be looking and that's what you would see. Everyone's using the FOV.
Yeah. That would be it.
Okay, also, I know you can like see through them, right? Because like that's the whole gimmick, right? It's like you can put up multiple
it's like,
screens.
It's like
still.
The draw of it is the augmented like pass through.
Yeah.
But it also does, I believe, do what a normal VR headset does and like will... You know, just
okay, because I've seen people like with them on subways and like trains and shit, and I'm like, the people who have the money to buy these things
are living in a completely separate reality from the rest
you
of us.
You shouldn't be on a subway.
You should not be on a subway.
Dude, well, not that, but like...
You're going to get Joker.
You're going to get jumped. you're going to
give me a
blind yourself on the subway. I would be paranoid as fuck that someone's just going to like
oh, so,
deck
just,
me and dip.
Yeah.
You look like
which
the biggest
you should do to people who wear them.
I've heard that the only rationale that I can that I've heard that I kind of agree with is that Apple is doing a meme where they made a piece of tech that has like impressive, I guess, you know, just like kind of oogly features that are like, oh, that's not worth $3,500, but that is cool, like pass-through augmented reality.
Yeah.
And they made it at such a high price point because they just couldn't afford not to, and they're just going to sell it to whoever they can and take the loss. But in 2 to 3 years, when they can actually get like the manufacturing to a point where they can make it for $700 or $800 and like match like the more higher end like index and things like that, that it at that point it'll seem like I'm getting a $3,500 exclusive rich people headset now for a normal retail price.
So
I'm getting
why
a
would
luxury
I get an
for
index
a deal
if I could get a Apple pass through whatever the fuck for the same price.
I think Kudos is probably spitting with it's just aimed at corporate motherfuckers. Like it's absolutely gonna
like
end up in a bunch of dipshits in Silicon Valley, dude. All of those people is gonna look like Wall-E, just a bunch of dudes in chairs with like the goggles on, like.
Whoa, I can read my text messages.
I'm at the forefront of industry.
I will say if all of this pass-through augmented thing was in like a set of glasses, that would be worth $3,500.
Thing? I saw like Ray-Ban has a thing like that, and they just look like normal-ass glasses.
They're called Snapchat glasses.
They're called Google Glass.
That's the only thing that I've seen, and those are terrible.
Yeah, no, they suck.
Wasn't the Google
shit.
Glass like... It was just like a little tiny computer monitor in like the top right corner. Like they sold it as though like it's full like.
Yeah, it was like a little fucking
in front
Dragon
of your
Ball
face.
Z scouter.
Yeah, but then they were like, oh, it's pretty dangerous to walk
Boy
around
Advance
with that
camera
on.
Camera in it.
Yeah.
Did you say Game Boy?
No, the Game Boy Advance. You guys remember the camera you could get for your Game Boy?
Was it was just like the Game Boy.
Yeah, that was
color,
the Game Boy color. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had
it
on the Advance and just slapped it in there.
We don't have to brag about it.
I'm sorry, dude.
You guys remember like at Chuck E. Cheese when you'd fucking take a picture with Chucky on the little car?
I did, but I don't think I took any pictures in the car.
It was either the car, but they also had like photo booths you could sit in, and it would like print out this like they look like sketches. It's kind of like what the Game Boy Color looked like.
Oh, like the Marvel one we did.
Pretty much like that, but just like I guess more bad.
Yeah. Wow, really? You can get worse than that.
When I would go to Chuck E. Cheese, I would just go up in like the whole like hamster tube of like slides and shit.
Yeah,
and I would just like sit up there in like the orb one that you can see out of.
Yeah.
And I would just let people pass me and like insult them or something, or like push them down the slide.
You call them racial slurs.
Yeah, I was like a little goblin that lived up there.
Pay the troll toll.
Oh shit, James is here.
They are like the McDonald's playpens that are so cramped that like you'd walk past.
Yeah.
You like crawl past one kid who like clearly like shed himself or like just didn't work properly and just had that like strong like musty feces smell.
Yeah,
that's like
the shit smell
brain.
Following him.
The McFeces.
The McFeces emanating from his ass.
Kids are gross, man.
Oh, that kid ate nuggets.
And it's kind of gross too to think like I guess it's good for your immune system, but you'd like fully like walk around on all fours on the ground there and like hold the same poles as these kids who had like shitty asses.
And then you go eat your food.
Yeah, you just run down immediately fucking put chips and nuggets in your mouth.
That's how you avoid getting allergic to fucking peanut butter and grass.
Yeah,
exactly. That's how I did it.
That's how you know you had a good upbringing.
That and not getting vaccinated.
That too.
Yeah, the COVID vaccine made me allergic to peanut butter and grass.
It made me allergic
COVID
to
vaccine,
pussy,
but
only
my cousin's
together.
Balls. In
Did you see fucking measles was back?
Yes,
that's good.
It's back.
The measles is back.
Get hype. Measles is back. Let's
go. Measles is back. Measles is doing a comeback tour.
They're new. They have a new fucking
new EP.
No, they have a new EP. Residency in Vegas now.
They're playing at the Sphere.
It's so dope.
Was it measles that puts you in the iron lung, or is it something else?
That's polio.
Oh, that's polio. Oh, maybe polio's back too. There's even one of those
that's
ones.
That shit
like get hype, polio's back.
There's one of those.
What if Breaking Bad was exactly the same, but Walt Jr. was in an iron lung?
And there's one point where Walter uses him to take out like a drug dealer, like comes to his house and he fucking like
rolls him down a hill and takes out a whole entire meth lab.
Uncle Hank.
Uncle Hank. Uncle Hank. And the cartel just like flips the breaker on the White House and kills him.
It was in 2 seconds.
Walter does that Walter. Thing where he's like getting him way too drunk in that episode, but he's waterboarding him from above.
He's pouring shit.
He's pouring gin.
He's rolling the barrel full of money through the dizzy. He's just doing that with his son. He's just rolling and fucking through the dizzy.
Iron lung.
Come on, Walt Jr.
We gotta get out of here.
We gotta get through the dunes.
Flynn, I gotta bury ya.
Dad.
What? Hey.
There's sand in my lungs.
Dad.
Walter just fucking buries him standing up with his head sticking out of the sand and then gets a lotto ticket with the numbers so he knows where his son is.
And then show up and like, can you let me out of here?
No.
They go to dig him up and they think it's just like a normal guy with his head sticking out. And then they
open it.
They stick the shovel down in the ground and they go, boom, bong.
And then a bunch of air escapes.
Watch out. That's my lung.
It's my lung.
They kidnap Walt Stabby. Jr. and they have him cook meth like how they had Jesse all chained up.
Yeah, how would they do that if Walter Jr. was in an iron lung? How would they do that episode where they go and they get him pants and the bullies are like, hey, my pants? You know what I'm talking about?
It's just one big pant.
Yeah, just one.
They
big
put the pants
tube.
Around the iron lung. Just a big denim tube.
It's over that long.
With a giant belt that goes around the whole thing.
Walt doesn't even beat the kids up. He just rolls Junior over top of him. Immediately kills him.
And at the bottom is one big Osiris sneaker.
Custom built.
Yeah, it's like when Shaq, when there's like a giant black kid who can't find cleats that fit him, Shaq will like hear of it and buy him a giant cleats.
Yeah.
Shaq will personally fly to a sweatshop in China and get a 6-year-old to make giant Nikes for him.
The Shaq of Iron Lungs finds out about Walton. Custom makes him an Osiris high top.
Can someone please Photoshop Walt Jr. Into an iron lung with a giant one-legged pant going up it with an oversized Osiris shoe. Yeah. Anyway, so that's the world anti-vaxxers one.
Anyway, that was Apple Vision Pro.
Please like and subscribe. Please click your fingers like this to like and subscribe or whatever you do on Apple Vision.
Oh god, I'm fucking lightheaded.
Joe Brandon asks, do you guys have any channels you watch just to laugh at the creator, like you get enjoyment from the creator getting stuff factually wrong? I'll start with my example. I've recently found an Urbex channel who just completely sucks at it. Like, he goes to completely mundane residences half the time and just makes shit up about what he finds.
Really?
And not in a comedic way, but
he's like
completely asserting wrong and bad information like it's true, taking himself 100% seriously.
I found a gem.
And it's the best thing to just sit down every now and again and kind of laugh at this dude's assertions because I know better than what the guy is saying, as identifying styles and designs is like half my job. If you're still watching this, you asked this like a month and a half ago, but can you link that?
Can you please link that?
I would like to see this.
Yeah.
For mine, I've recently fallen in love with the loved by Kudos and Max and Chad Phil Dogs.
You have been deeply in the Dogiverse.
I've gone through so much of Phil Dogs' old stuff.
He's an iconic character.
And I get notifications on all his YouTube shorts. And just everything he does is wrong and bad in the most beautiful, wonderful way.
I've met him
the most wonderful way possible.
He's a fun guy.
My favorite thing about Phil Dogs is that a lot of his videos is just reviewing drinks. It has nothing to do with ASMR, and neither does his channel or anything. But he'll always be like, oh, I've got me fucking shotgun mic set up for this one. And he'll start fucking fisting it. And then he'll be like, all right, hold on. And he'll like go up to the mic and start like... And then And he'll go from that just right back into just reviewing, like, oh, the lemonade flavor of Prime is kind of...
That's so awesome.
There's no ASMR through line. I think he thinks that the only way you're allowed to consume food on YouTube is mukbang or ASMR. So he just chose ASMR and doesn't know that you're allowed to just drink
the
things
people
normally.
People want to hear the slurp.
And I specifically watched that not just to see him be wrong, but to get angry. Because I have like misophonia or whatever, where I hate small sounds, especially eating sounds. I
Which
watch
is
his
very
videos
funny
because
this man crunches chips on mic like it's nobody's business when we're gaming.
I only do it because no one else has a problem with it, and I think it's the funniest fucking thing ever.
Have you seen the one where
if it didn't make me angry, it would make me laugh.
Yeah.
Have you seen the one where he drinks like? He tries like three flavors of Prime in one video, but he's like had them in the fridge, or like not even in the fridge, maybe it's on his counter for like 4 weeks, so they're like expired. And at one point, he like pours the green one into the cup, and you can see like a lump of something like slop out into it. And then he drinks it anyway, and he's like, ugh. That's a classic. That's
in a big twist, this one doesn't taste good.
Dude, he unprivated a video recently where it's from 5 years ago, where people just kept telling him to clean his kitchen or like for his mom because he lives at home still. Yeah. And he just made this video where the gag was like he's gonna be like angry that he has to clean because like cleaning's gay and stupid and guys don't clean and shit.
True, that's all the gag.
But then it's like a 15 minute video where you can tell he destroyed his parents' kitchen on purpose to make him have something to clean.
Yeah.
And then it's a 15 minute video of him obviously not knowing how to like clean anything properly.
Yeah.
So he just starts picking shit up and slamming it in other places of the kitchen for 15 minutes and literally just saying, don't fucking ask me to do this again. I hate cleaning. For 15 minutes, the same bit for 15
just
minutes.
Just kind of reshuffles the mess.
His parents' house. He puts nothing away. He doesn't throw anything out. He's just like, this can go over here. These need to stay together.
He's just putting the kitchen on shuffle.
He does like a cut at the end and like, I guess, turns the lights on or something. And he's like, as you can see, this looks like totally fucking better than the fucking, you know.
You just scroll back. Yeah.
And because like the camera hasn't changed positions, it's like a match cut almost. You scroll back expecting to see any difference, and it literally is just dirtier at the end than like, the beginning. That's so funny.
That's awesome.
It's so fucking I don't know why he privated it. It's like his funniest video.
Yeah.
But yeah, mine's Phil Dogs.
Many kudos.
I don't really have a specific person I follow, but sometimes I like to put things into perspective. And I go on the small YouTubers subreddits just to kind of see, like...
I love those subreddits
They're fascinating because it's like, a lot of people are like, you know, they're really trying their darndest at something that I've gotten incredibly lucky at, you know, and managed to succeed in. So
I see more people
like,
not trying than actually... I see a lot of like, I stole this guy's video and put it as a YouTube short and look how many views I got.
I think so.
Shorts has changed the landscape of the small YouTube shit because people get like one video with crazy views that will never do anything for them monetarily.
Yeah. And it's stolen.
Re-edited worse content and they're like, looks like, I might have to move on to the other YouTube subreddit where it's for 10K and above only.
My stolen YouTube short got 100,000 views AMA.
Succeed. No, it is. It literally is that sort of shit, though. I mean,
I know. I've been on there for so long. It's my favorite subreddit.
But there was one like that where, just as a quick aside, there was one dude who was like, I just hit 400,000 subscribers in like the span of like 3 months or something. And I was like, whoa, what the fuck? That's kind of nutty. Like, what did he do? And you go on it, and of course it's YouTube shorts. And it's it was like one YouTube short from like a year ago that got like 25 million views or something. Fucked. And then you like click, like his recent ones have all gotten like 50K or less. And then you go to his like actual videos, like his not shorts, and they're all on like 1K views. And it's
Plays.
Very, like very useful 400K.
Useless subscribers ever.
YouTube.
It's like worse than botted views.
Yeah. No, literally. YouTube shorts should be a different subscription thing because it like, not to be like, totally. I got my subscribers legit, but it really is like a different.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't mean anything, and I do wonder.
It really
it's a completely different beast.
Like how many people got to subscribers? Like, I mean, how many people go to sponsors and they're like, "Yeah, I've got 2 million subscribers," but they get like 50 views.
Yeah.
No, and like in a couple years, like all of the like middle of the line YouTube short, like cringe, you know, like fucking family channels and shit have like 20 billion views on their channel off just like YouTube shorts.
Yeah.
And it's like in that way too, it's like, you know, it's not a huge deal, but it used to be really cool to look at channels and be like, holy shit, like the original H3 channel has like 4 billion views just off fucking commentary videos. Like, that engagement is like fucking crazy. And it's kind of like a snapshot in time because they haven't used the channel in like 5 years. But now it's like that's like, and that used to be probably one of the biggest viewed channels besides like Vivo channels or some shit.
Mm. Right.
And like now that's like not even in the top like 10,000, because like it's so easy to just hit a few billy views off a YouTube Shorts channel. That's like, that's like doing well. It's not like easy, I guess, but like, it's like a million sub YouTube short channel that can't pull 10,000 views on a video still has like a billion views across their channel. And there's no distinction between like where the views came from.
Yeah. Well, that's the other funny thing you see too, where it's like people will be posting like, oh my God, like I had a video hit the algorithm, and it'll be like, you see the thing and it's like 3 million views in the last month, which is like, that's more than I've ever had. And I'm like, oh, wow, that's pretty crazy for us.
It's a YouTuber. Sure.
And then, first of all, it's YouTube. You can see, like, on the timeline, it shows, like, whether it's a video or a YouTube short on their, like, back-end, like, view graph or whatever. Mm-hmm. It says, like, YouTube short, and the views go up crazy. And then it's like, oh, you know, 3 million views. You've got, like, 100,000 subscribers off this, and you've made, like, $60. For a reference, if that was a long-form video, like a traditional non-shorts video, that many views would probably get you somewhere in the, like, $20,000 to $30,000 range.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit different. But I sometimes I go on those those small YouTubers, and I just like click on like, you know, there's always these people posting like, here's me playing, you know, fucking Hollow Knight episode 23. It's like, yeah, man, I'm gonna just jump in episode 23 and see
what's going. You're gonna hop right into this.
I look for the ones with the worst thumbnail, and I'm not like trying to shit on like small YouTubers. Like, it's I get it, but it is.
Oh, you're on the Dung Defender fight. Holy shit!
it's just fascinating just seeing like what this person was like. Yeah, no, the streets are gonna love this.
Well, hey, I was that exact person. Yeah. I was that exact.
We've all been that person.
I think that's why, because it's relatable.
I specifically uploaded my first couple of Let's Plays to like small YouTube subreddits, and it was of Outlast 2, and I used a spoiler for like a 5-year-old horror game that's like a 6-hour campaign, but at the end somebody gives birth to like a demon baby and it's like super gory and shit. And I used like that as the thumbnail because I was like, perfect clickbait.
You
can't deny this. This is a demon baby.
And I uploaded it to Reddit with that thumbnail, and just immediately it was like, it was like, why the fuck would you not like OC fucking NSFW tag this? What the fuck?
Good morning.
It's so funny.
Even the people who like make the videos I watch, I mentioned like the ones where it's like fucking part 25 of some random video game that like no one's ever gonna watch. It's like, everyone started out doing shit like that. It's fine. I think that's why it's relatable. It's like, it takes you back to like the awkward, weird, dumb choices you made 6 years ago.
Except when you move past that, you have to act like you never did that and tell them to kill themselves.
I never did that shit.
There's this weird hierarchy. Stuff. There's these fucking losers who have like 20,000 subscribers, and they act like they're fucking like kings. They're like, I'm going to be doing a shout out challenge on my channel. Make sure you like and subscribe.
Here's a few channels that I really like.
That dude, the big dog YouTube on that subreddit, is such a douchebag. I think he's 20,000 subs.
I hate that guy specifically.
We should ban him.
I remember my biggest Reddit post on a small YouTuber subreddit was a post when my YouTube channel still used to be called The Big Dog in like 2017.
Yeah.
And it was like, do you think my name is pretentious and or egotistical?
Because I'm really not a dog.
Because I was like, it's really not meant to be like,
I'm neither big nor a dog.
I'm not saying like I'm the big dog. It's just something that means a lot to me. And I don't know if it comes off as people think. And it was just like 30 replies. They were like, oh, that name is actually epic.
It's actually very cool.
Yeah, that's cool. And then I was like, yo, I should print it out on vinyl and put it on the back of my car and drive around with it.
And they all go, ooh, okay. All of them are like, edit. Actually, never mind. Looks gay.
Can you imagine if you still had that on the back of your car that time that guy chased you around with a gun?
And he found my YouTube channel. He's like holding it up to his windshield, pointing at it while he's chasing me. And it's like my own video. Yeah.
And, it's just him disliking everyone. And you're disliking like,
it. Yeah!
The algorithm. And typing the N-word in your comments.
Stop!
That would be so funny if you like that you know you had this like frantic chase and this guy is trying to fucking like literally gun murder you, and then like you escape, you get home, and there's just like 50 notifications of him leaving comments on your videos like,
on your
fuck
video.
You, man. Saw your
that'd actually be horrifying. No.
That'd be really horrifying.
Yeah. Hey, what was the question? Oh yeah, Andrew, you didn't answer yet.
Oh yeah,
the Satan channel.
I go on to atheist channels and debunk their stupid beliefs. First Genesis says 7 days, dumbass.
Doplex.
Hello.
What's your channel?
Technically, I have two.
Which funny I do that voice because one of them is because that guy does a voice like that, so I like to laugh at his voice, and it's funny. He just like opens old cans. He's like,
I bought this can of peanut butter from the 1920s and I'm gonna look at it.
And then like he'll taste it and be like,
that sounds like good
that
content.
That doesn't taste good at all.
And like it's just so funny. And then another guy is like this dude. I love his videos. Like Spriana like actually watches videos a lot, but like he just does like top tens of like top 10 fucking failed fast foods. It's really hard to explain, but he just does. He has these mannerisms about him that are just like, what was that? You know what I mean?
Off that thing, I've had a recent thing as well where I've been going back and watching like 2010s like movie and game reviewers from that like angry video game nerd nostalgia.
Yeah.
But like more underground ones that didn't get quite as popular. So it's like not only are they like as cringy as those guys, but they don't even have the success to or the fame to kind of like offset it. So they're just like I think there's one the game dude, if you've ever seen that guy's hilarious. Because it's just all these guys who like they're really desperately trying to be the angry video game nerd.
Right.
But like it's very endearing and entertaining and like I love watching them, just seeing them be like, this video game is the biggest crapping piece of shit I've ever seen in my life, and they'll like throw it on the ground, and it's like it's all so overproduced.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of
wait.
There it is.
Let's go.
Damn.
There it is.
Hell
An hour 37 in.
Yeah. Hey, never too late. But yeah, like that guy I watch, like he'll just like randomly like cut in him juggling. So it'd be like,
KFC had a really bad sandwich in 1997.
It's like, why is he juggling? What does that have to do with anything?
You can perceive the creative brain behind that too. He's like, oh man, people are going to get bored if I just like talk the camera for ages.
Yeah, better to juggle.
I know what I can do. Yeah, no, it's sweet. Yeah. I love it.
It's kind of sick.
Peeny Squeezy asks, you ever take an unwanted shit in a place you shouldn't have, such as a wedding, funeral, or a combination of both? Asking as someone who shitted themselves while drunk off mall beers on the husband couch in a JCPenney's with a belly full of that nasty ass chow mein from Panda Express with that celery bullshit in it. All crappy like, fuck that, filthy fake Chinese food plus warm Corona beers equals explosive results.
On the way back from Dallas, because we'd eaten like shit for like 2 weeks straight, and I was on new meds that make me shit. I was in the, because we all had like to go to the airport at a little different time, so like I had some time before my flight, like an hour or so to kill, and I felt like the shit start to pile up,
start
and then
bubble.
It was one of those ones where like you actually have to physically do something to like stop it, and it kind of happens out of nowhere, and I was like, oh no. So then I went to the airport bathroom I made it all good and everything, but I sat down and it was one of those shits where it's like, it's not diarrhea and it's not like a log. It's like in the middle.
It's like Malcolm.
It makes like a nice like mountus or whatever the fuck, like in the toilet.
Mother's Jesus.
But it was like one of those. It was like one of those ones also where like you can feel as if there's like a fucking hydraulic press that starts here going all the way down through the entire intestinal
tract. It feels like someone pulls a ripcord at
you. Like, Walter it's like Jr. never Iron ending. It's like your ass and your abs never run out of like push. Like there's always something there. And it was like a soft serve that filled up the entire bowl to where the water wasn't even there anymore. Like I had like soft serve beautifully made like a Hershey kiss that was the size of like the entire bowl, and then you can imagine how fucked my cheeks were and trying to and being a large wide man, not just like fat, but
dog.
I'm just like an actual large, like my shoulders are very wide and my hips are wide and shit, so like in a
birthing
fucking
hips.
Toilet paper I have birthing hips. in a airport bathroom, it's like I don't even have enough room to like wipe normally, but then when you have to avoid like caressing all the doo-doo caked to all of the creases.
Gently touching.
It was just impossible to not get doo-doo on my hands a little bit. And then I had to wash my doo-doo.
Thrown all over the walls. And it stunk so bad.
I did the same shit. Poop.
poop reference.
Duplex, did you poop anywhere?
Yeah, I pooped fucking shit out of my ass, shit from my butt. I mean, I feel like I've had a lot of experiences like that, but I'm trying to narrow one down. I mean, I guess the one I can think of is when I used to deliver flowers. I delivered flowers to like a cemetery and I had to shit really bad. And so like I went into the, because they have like bathrooms at the cemetery, like
took
just
a shit
out
on someone's grave.
Out in the field. Yeah, but yeah. I remember like going to shit and like, I don't know if it was just like fucking placebo effect on my brain, but I was like, dude, I could smell the dead bodies. I could smell the corpses coming out of the fucking drainage.
What if it, like a skeleton hand like grabbed your ass while you were like,
it just came up and like fucking gave me a little prostate exam.
You guys have used a long drop?
A what?
Like a porta potty or just like an actual outhouse?
Like one of them ones where there's like a hole in the ground?
Like, yeah,
you're talking like those wooden
ones.
Yeah,
we've all used
Shrek
one together
in.
At the foot of that mountain in Alaska that we.
Oh, that's
up,
right.
Was,
I forgot.
Oh, yeah,
we did.
That was an outhouse with a giant.
Yeah,
pit,
you're
right?
Absolutely right. Yeah, we did. Oh, dude, fuck me. I remember
there was
that.
There was an eight foot anthill of shit like piling up towards the
ceiling. James, once you said that, my mouth started salivating. Like I started feeling like I'm gonna throw up. Like,
Dubbix is hungry.
Yummy. I remember that feeling, like trying not to throw up because the fucking mound of shit was so visible. It was just like I'm staring at a fucking communal pile of feces.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
Now.
Like it wasn't the smeller. The smell wasn't too terrible or anything, but it was just like you're looking at like a 6x6x10 like cube.
Yeah.
Under the ground, like a. Kind of gives you that weird feeling of like something larger than, you know,
like megalophobia type.
Exactly. Like it's larger than it's supposed to be. And then within that dark cavern is like
mound.
Is literally 5 feet of piled human shit from thousands of different people.
Yeah. Is that the first like outhouse you guys have ever actually used? Or was that
I've used a bunch.
Yeah,
not the first, but
country
but,
boys
yeah.
make do because I've definitely used
country boys my, make do, brother.
Because
my
mom's
partner
has one
on
his.
I'm from a place that has public sewage, so
yeah, true. Well, my mom's partner is like workshop is like just out in the middle of the fucking country, like middle of nowhere, and they had a long job. And I think they were just like filling it with concrete, you know, like they just dug a huge fuck off hole ages ago.
Oh, right.
And it wasn't, I guess, because it was just the people who worked there, which is probably like a few of them. So like it takes quite a while for that to fill up, but it obviously get to a point where they're like, yeah, this thing fucking stinks. They just pour concrete down it to like cover up that layer and they just shit on top of the concrete. And so there's just probably like a multi-layered like club sandwich of feces and concrete in that
outhouse. That's so funny.
Do they not
like
just bring a truck out to I think most places they bring a truck out and just like it sucks
this,
it all
no,
up.
This
like,
is extra rural.
No, they eat it.
Nah, that's better because in like 10,000 years when humanity gets wiped out and then rebuilds and finally gets to the point where they have like excavators again, they'll find this relic and they won't like 20 feet under the sediment at that point, and they'll it's this beautiful concrete tomb and it's like this perfect. They're like, how did the ancients make this in such a perfect square? Yeah. Like, what were their tools?
Let's crack it open.
And then they crack
the
it open
aliens
and they just
built it.
It's perfectly preserved fucking McDonald's nuggets fucking poopy.
Dude, I don't know if I told this on the podcast before, but my dad knew someone who took a shit in a outhouse before and a raccoon had fallen in and it like grabbed his butt.
He was mid shit
and he got felt up by a raccoon.
Dude, you wouldn't shit for like 2 weeks straight after that. You'd be like, I'm not.
I would.
You know, I have kind of an embarrassing
story.
I have kind of an embarrassing story from when I was a kid. But like, you know, when you're a kid, you do stupid things. I remember being in my backyard, and I was really young. But I just remember like I'm always pooping in toilets. What happens if I poop outside? And it was just like a
it's scientific.
It was like a, yeah, so I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna poop here. So then I pooped. I don't think I've ever told some Beef Boys, but I pooped on like the side of the house, like where like
just like on the side of it, like cheeks to wall.
No, like not fully in the backyard, but like on the side of the house where there's like a little patch of concrete and there's like a gate, you know. And so I pooped on the fucking on the concrete on the floor, and then I'm like, okay.
Gross.
Bless you.
Yeah, no, well, because I was like, I wanted to like see, you know, I was like, I want to see shit on the outside, not in the toilet where it usually is. So then I shit on the floor.
This is for discovery, kudos.
I think I've done something similar in like a woods when I was, like six or something. Just like be like, I want to see what happens if I shit out
I think nature calls to you. Your ancestors.
Exactly.
The children yearn to shit outside.
I think that is the case because like the memory sticks with me because then it gets worse after that. So I'm like, well, what do I do with this? So I go and I grab a brick and then I squish it with the brick.
Bruh.
It's mortar.
It's more. I
wash my hands of this nonsense. I'm out of here.
You built your first little wall.
Exactly. I built my first fucking adobe wall, whatever they're called.
I'm going to be a builder. Flex
out there with some bricks and one of those fucking
things.
Just building a wall out of shit.
Built myself a nice little house.
I don't think I shit it outside, but there was like a solid year where probably at like 7 or 8 where like at any chance I could, instead of like going to the bathroom, to like pee, I would like go out in my backyard and just pee in the grass.
Yeah, it feels like weirdly primal. It's primal, animalistic, you know. There is something.
You feel
to
communed
it.
With nature.
There was one point when I was like 13 or 14 when you like first start jerking off and you're like just trying to see like every configuration. And I remember I did it once outside at like fucking like 1 a.m. on my dad's farm. I like just ran outside and I'm like, I'm going to fucking do it. And it's a liberating experience because we're on the middle of like in the country. So it's like, there's no one around. You're just like, I can just fucking pull my pants down. Just go hog.
You ever do it while you're driving?
No, I've never done that.
Nah.
Really? I have a friend who did.
Really? Beat
his name was James.
I have.
You
all have a friend that has.
Yes.
That's actually crazy to me. I can't imagine.
that's actually why I ended up in that accident.
That's how why you hate the Apple Vision Pro so much is when you found that you can't watch porn on it.
You mean I can't do it on the road? I don't want this.
No, it's just one of those situations where it's just, you know, it just hits, and you're it's just like, what? Well,
I mean,
well, I got a boner.
I didn't get to the point of your friend where I had to find a receptacle to finish in because I didn't want to. But, you know, just like a solid 2-3 minutes of just beating it while you're driving just to see.
just to see what happens.
Just to see what the combo does.
Right, it is funny how sometimes, like, not necessarily driving, but sometimes you just fucking crank like crazy for like 4 minutes and then you're like, I'm actually good. I didn't even need to do
that the other day.
I think I'm done.
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of just slap it around. I'm finished.
Yeah. I did that, and then like I was like, you know, I think I'm good.
Just play around a bit.
Yeah. I got up and like vacuumed my room and like washed my bed sheets and stuff.
You were just
like a half chub.
you're pretty much like, you know, like charging up. You're using like friction and kinetics and stuff to kind of like
you're like a little
jumpstart your day.
Yeah. Let's round it out on a pan flu skeleton frequent
all the classics
here.
Shut up,
a classic.
She asked, what are you currently watching right now?
I'm currently playing through the Yakuza series, which is basically watching.
That's not freaking watching something.
You play
when
Yakuza,
like
you'll know exactly what I mean.
Cutscenes.
Exactly, It's basically like watching a very long show.
I was rewatching the Fast and Furious franchise, and I will say...
That's also why you got into your crash.
True, no, that was far
to make sense.
After.
Yeah, okay, Vin Diesel does beat his meat in the car in that movie, doesn't he?
He definitely does. No, definitely.
Damn
actually, you know how they do those, you know how they do those shots where they hit the nitrous or whatever, and then it does this sequence where it like goes into the engine and like follows the fire like all through the fuel injectors.
Yeah,
like they actually also have one in a Fast 10 where Vin Diesel gets really horny and he presses a button on his steering wheel and it does a slow mo follow through.
and then it comes out his
penis hole and you see a fucking giant fleshlight like coming down POV onto the camera.
And there's a little Luigi in there that goes, "Hello, Mario."
I better power up.
But I just want to say, I have a certain, I guess, nostalgia for the Fast and Furious movies.
Sure.
And the first movie, like the original movie, obviously you can tell like it wasn't really intended to be like some kind of franchise or something.
Yeah.
And that movie, I don't think that director ever did another one. That movie is like actually so it's like really good. It's like a really good movie, and like especially from the it like really specifically like talks to the the soul of a mid-20s car guy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, in a way where, like, obviously the people making it share that passion. And then it quickly, like, by the fourth movie, like, veers away from that and starts... You can see that, like, they whoever was making the movie started talking to fucking Kevin... or whatever the fuck, and fucking...
Yeah, that's him, actually.
And they realized...
Friend
they
of the show.
Yep.
They realized that, oh, shit, we can make this... What if Iron Man was just fucking bald, a bald guy with a cool
with
car?
A cool car.
Yeah. And, yeah. And
Vin Diesel saw dollar signs.
Yeah. And it's just so sad. Like, I watched all 10 of them in the span of, like, a couple weeks, and by the 10th one, it's, you know, you guys know, but
yeah.
It's just, like... completely it's less grounded than like an Avengers movie or something, like genuinely.
Yeah.
And a lot of the lines that come out of it like really feel like Marvel dialogue, but it's just guys, and it's supposed to but and it really
Being
sucks because like
the car's right behind me, isn't it?
Vin Diesel jumping a car from one skyscraper to another skyscraper and not crashing and dying.
I guess
well,
it's something I do
guess
now.
This is something I do now.
But that
the
was
car
furious.
Is freaking talking to me.
Yeah, imagine
that. Don't even get me started on how fast it was.
Then Fast 11, they introduce a talking car. Just they're like, we're just so out of ideas.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah,
I would not doubt it.
Fucking yeah, like writers in this man. One.
Yeah. There was definitely charm to like the second, third, and fourth one, and obviously the seventh one because like it was the Paul Walker one and everything. But like the second, third, and fourth one like was still. Thank you, Andrew.
No,
the second, third, and fourth one was like inching towards that like self awareness, but like it still, I don't know, it still had like the roots of like the first one is genuinely just like a drag racing movie. They like run from the cops a couple times or some shit, but like. At the heart of it, it's literally just like a 2000s banger where they're just driving Japanese imports and like
it's
girls
a snapshot
are wearing
of the era
skirts.
It was made in.
Like that's the whole movie. And but within that box, like it innovates really cool in the way that it did a lot of the like driving sequences and stuff. It was obviously made by people who like love cars and shit.
Yeah.
And then now it's literally just like a Marvel franchise like spinoff that has nothing. Like they'll do like one drag race per movie. And by like the ninth or 10th movie, the drag race is like, we need the drag race to we're going to bring all these characters back from this other movie that was actually about drag racing, and they're all going to drag race, and the last one that doesn't get blown up by the Brazilian mafioso gets to meet the fucking Legion of Doom president, and then they'll unlock the nuclear football to save The Rock from Jason Statham.
I haven't seen the movies, so I assume that's how it goes.
I'm pretty sure that was pretty spot on to the 10th one. Like, that's actually, to an extent, that was the actual plot, and
from the trailers that's what it looks like.
Yeah,
they do all of that just to get one like 5 minute drag race scene in so that it can, like, you know, that's their fucking fan service or whatever, just so they can do another 2.5 hours of like Vin Diesel and The Rock stomping the ground so hard that it cracks and like an earthquake.
Because they've got a contractual. It's in their contracts that neither of them can lose. So instead,
and Jason Statham aren't allowed to lose fights
dumb.
And shit.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I've only seen the first one.
Momoa and John Cena are like far and away the best actors in your movie. There's definitely
there's
an issue
problem.
Going.
There's
there.
A problem.
But, and to be fair, they really carried the 9th or 10th movie or whatever, whichever one they were in. So I'll give it to them. But it's mind blowing. It's so sad. From a guy who just likes cars and Japanese things.
I've only seen the first one and it was like 8 years ago. So I kind of like the idea of watching the first one and then the 10th one back to back and just being like, just for the intense contrast. Because I'm sure I can figure out the story of the nine between
you know that meme of showing a Victorian child like an iPhone.
That'll be you.
Yeah, if you were to like go back to the 2000s and like show people who just watched the first Fast and Furious movie, like show them the newest one, it would be the same thing, like same reaction.
Yeah,
they'd blow their heads off.
I was just thinking about that with like World of Warcraft like expansions, because I remember that people would joke about like what like future ones would be, but it's always crazy. Like, man, what if I could go back to my like, you know, 12-year-old self and be like, here's all the expansions that they're going to make in the next 20 years. I mean, the same thing. Like, imagine if you could just be like, here's all the expansions for this game, all the sequels to this movie for the next 50 years. You'd be like, what the fuck?
You know what's crazy? You just said 20 years to my 12-year-old self, and I was like, that doesn't make any sense, but it does.
Oh, I guess yeah. 18 years, but yeah.
Still, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah. I do think about that a lot. Like, I still have like a vivid memory of like, I think it was like 5th or 6th grade, like sitting at a table and talking to this kid who's like, he was giving me like the lore behind the Xbox 360 and like how they were going to keep doing that. And they were like, dude, the next one's going to be the 720. So I'm like, they would not do a 720. That's crazy.
They can't do that. There's no way they can't do that. How can they do that?
You're insane, man.
And they didn't. And I
was
right.
Yeah. Fuck, and then they subtracted 359 from it. Yeah.
It went back to one.
I haven't been watching too much, but shows I've been like actively keeping up with the Righteous Gemstones.
I think the Righteous Gemstones
is probably the funniest thing on TV right now.
What is it?
The Stallone family?
The Righteous Gemstones. It's Danny McBride, John Goodman, Eric Andre makes an appearance in season 2 or 3, and it's all about Joel Osteen level. Pastors who just like make a shit ton of evangelical like money makers, and it's very clear that Danny McBride either grew up in it or around it, because some of the stuff he hits is like bang on to some of the things I had seen bigger churches growing up, and it is hysterical. It's such a funny fucking show. I think Danny McBride might be one of my favorite like creative people in the comedy sphere. Him and Bill
Hader. Great. I feel like I haven't seen him in anything like since
If you want some more Danny McBride in your life, Righteous Gemstones. It's on HBO. It's so funny.
Hell I would look into
that. I always
mix
him and the guy from Step Brothers up.
John C. Reilly's a really good actor, which is really funny because he's like,
He's really
he's a
fucking
fantastic
funny
actor.
fucking Steve Brule is so
Steve Brule is iconic.
You know what I was talking about the other day or last night? Actually, it's like kind of crazy how. Well, yeah, but after that, it's kind of funny how Mike Myers was like. I would put him on the same level as like Adam Sandler, Jim Carrey, like, all these guys as like legendary like 90s, 2000s comedian actors, and then he just. He did Shrek 4 in like 2010. He was like, I'm good. He's been in like looked him up and I was like, oh, maybe he got like throat cancer or something and like he's been fine. He's literally just chilling. He's like, I'm good.
I think something happened with him where he kind of fell out of the good graces of either like the public or Hollywood.
Him and Donkey
like
had a falling out.
That's what I thought. At least in Wikipedia, I couldn't find anything. Like I was expecting like controversies or like personal health or something. But no, it was just like the Wikipedia was pretty much just like he kind of just stopped.
They're making another.
They're making another Shrek.
Yeah, they're doing Shrek 5.
No, the other one. The
Pussy in the Shoes. Pussy in Shoes.
Austin Powers. Yeah. I think I heard they're making another one.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
Really?
Get in my belly. He's so funny. He's such a funny actor and everything. But then he was like, I'm good. Also on his Wikipedia, Penny plays D&D. I was like, that's fucking cool. Imagine playing D&D with Mike Myers. That'd be so swag. Can we round out this episode by just seeing Andrew's fucking scalp one more time?
Yeah, Andrew, show us your scalp and then the episode.
Play the outro on his scalp.
Yeah, do a little credit sequence.
Andrew, put your scalp like dead onto the camera. Can you go out and into like Freddy's or some shit at the supermarket and like wear like a GoPro and just like film people's reactions to you?
Absolutely not. This is not leaving the house. This is not leaving the house.
I did
this for the beeflets at home and you boys. I'm not going out with this.
That's beautiful. I appreciate that.
I'm gonna be hat mode.
Can I just ask? But how does it feel? Like, what does that feel
like?
Yeah,
how does it feel?
Honestly, it just kind of feels like I have a buzz cut back here, and then I have... It is kind of weird, the border. You have, like, something to grab onto here, and then nothing here.
I bet Cardi likes that.
Cardi can freaking grab it, and she's pegging me.
Like what?